For orchid lovers, it is hard to place a limit on how many plants is too many. Amazonia Orchids near Miami grows more than 100,000 plants to sell to collectors around the country and abroad. Here in the business his father founded, Axel Cahiz grows rare and designer varieties.
We specialize here in big flowers, different colors, whites, purples, even blues, but we're looking for the size of the flower. As big, the better for us.
Cahiz says their specialty is Cattleya orchids from the family's native Venezuela. They also grow varieties from Indonesia, the Philippines, and elsewhere, often combining different flowers to create unique color patterns or petal formations.
For the last few years, mostly reds and yellows, that's what people are looking for. So we just pretty much, a few years back, we started doing that, hybridizing red and yellow colors.
Cahiz says it can take 7 years for an orchid to grow from a seed into a plant that is ready for sale, but says the family investment has paid off.
For the last few years, I know that the orchid business is going up. Right now we're competing with the roses and the poinsettias in the Christmas. So yes, this is a very strong business to go in.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture says orchid sales are growing faster than other potted plants to more than $100 million each year. Their popularity also drives fairs and shows, like the World Orchid Conference in Miami this year. Many hobbyists look for new flowers to add to their collections. Landscaper James Arnold wants new varieties to expand his greenhouse of 150 orchids.
Usually I'm like the weirdness of the plant, maybe, you know, the roots hanging out everywhere and different colors, you know, that you wouldn't find normally.
Orchids can be more difficult to grow than other flowers and plants and require precise control of temperature, light, and nutrients. Aaron Kim of the Hawaiian Orchid Source says many of his customers are drawn to the challenges.
The orchids are a little more time-consuming. They're a lot harder to grow. It's more of a challenge for people who grow orchids. People really get a kick out of growing these things and seeing the end result, you know, which is the bloom, the full bloom.
The search for new colors and varieties has created business opportunities for growers in places like Taiwan, Singapore, and Central and South America. The biggest challenge can be shipping the delicate flowers, says Liu Chengnan, head of Taiwan's flower trade group.
Trade restrictions can be difficult for orchid growers, and hopefully the laws will change in the future to encourage more international trade.
Orchid growers show off their prized flowers and compete for awards. One of the festival's top honors this year went to Amazonia orchids for an Asian species the Cahiz family bought at a garage sale years ago. Axel Cahiz says judges were impressed by the plant's size and the hundreds of tiny flower blooms.
It's very rare seen out of the environment. And especially in South Florida, it takes a lot for this plant to bloom.
Cahiz says the award, along with several others, helped to build the firm's reputation and hopefully sell more orchids in years to come. Brian Wagner, VOA News.